Okay.
So how do you feel?
Very relaxed. How about those that are on the webcast? Let us know how you're feeling. James transmissions are always silent. I know that usually when Franco is on the line, everybody's used to hearing a lot of talking, but James does things a bit differently. So let us know how you're feeling. And then just before we start working with the one-on-ones, I do recommend you to stay. There's always lots of wealth information to learn from that, people that have their various items. If you do want to have a one-on-one with James and myself, then just be sure and we make the announcements for next time. You respond back right away and always include your a current picture. Taken with a cell phone is fine. A description of what you would like us to assist you with, and please keep that in one email, because I get so many emails that if you, even if we've already worked with you before, I need to have it in one concise email so I can send it to James. Otherwise, it will get lost in my inbox amongst everything else. I just wanted to quickly, before we go, starting one-on-one, just briefly remind people that James and I are doing level 3 Qigong, starting this Saturday and here between 10 and 3 o'clock in the Bayview and Steeles area. And also, this will be this Saturday and next Saturday. I was talking to James, and he was saying that anybody else that has had other energy workshops and would like to join us, then just let us know what you have done. You can't really, we're just saying that to not be a beginner at it. But if you'd like to join us on level 3, then please let us know so that I can hold you in, okay? And those of you that are already registered, you should already have received the handout for Saturday. Please do print it, bring it with you, look it over, read it. And like we were talking, so James was just saying before we started that, you know, he teaches a lot of places here in the city, in Toronto, and he was just with a group that he teaches on Tuesday afternoons, and they just finished, and we were talking about looking at the universal code, which is a 9-number sequence that you were working with, James, right?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. And that's based on the feng shui numbers, the positioning.
So when you say feng shui numbers, is that like numerology? Or because I remember it was...
correct. Numerology, right. Yeah.
And that's based on, like, your name numbers or your place of birth numbers?
No. It's based on the universal numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we look at feng shui, we have 9 numbers to work with.
Yes.
And then we depends on the sequence. Depends on how the sequence is constructed, the energy will come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
So that's what I put on the piece of paper, and people try it, and it's... This is the 4th month we try. It's pretty good.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait for us to try it out, to have everybody test it out here Saturday when we're doing level 3. So
yeah.
That'd be great. And the one thing you should know about the way, if anybody has done Qigong before, is that James teaches very differently. We just let James figure out all the shortcuts for us.
With this universal numbers, you don't have to do anything. You just hold a piece of paper, and that will work.
Oh, I like that. We'll definitely do that one on Saturday. So I do welcome you. I invite you to come and attend with us, all right? So let me just, before we go to one-on-ones, are there any quick questions about the spinal alignment, the DNA reset, or any feedback on that? If there are, can you please plop them in the Q&A section? So, okay. So, quick question. Tanya asks, could you please briefly explain what DNA reset means?
Okay. Now, it's very simple. When you have a negative thought or some negative feelings, if you pay attention to your heart area, you feel you are crumbling. And what that really means is, your DNA is twisting. It's not in a relaxed mode. When the DNA is not relaxed, it twists in the wrong direction.
So it becomes constrained.
Just like a rubber band. Let me explain that. as a rubber band, right? If it's in a relaxed state, it's in a perfect circle. So if you have a negative thought, it twists, but in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's why you feel crumbling. But when you are in a good mood, it's twisting the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And also when you're
then when you're relaxed in the neutral, so you feel nothing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also when you're in that, you know, call it good mood or that state of neutrality, you'll see how, you know, there's a space. If you imagine on your body where the location of where your prepubescent nipples would have been, and kind of just the meeting ground, so the middle area. There's kind of an area there where some call it the heart chakra. But you'll see that when you're feeling good, how that area just opens. And you can, you know, it almost feels like you can breathe deeper. There's just more space. So when the DNA is lit up and not constrained, then you just feel that opening there. So what James worked on tonight was assisting you with that. So this will be available as a replay, and I do recommend that you download it whenever you want to do it, then just allow yourself to be relaxed in that state, and then that will go. Okay, so another comment is, very relaxed, and as last time I had a few visions behind my eyes, such as a brilliant turquoise feather at the end, and observing some planet from afar. Don't know if that means it was lovely, interesting to experience, Jenny. Good. That's good. And Cheryl, in terms of numerology, universal numbers, I'm not going to go look that up right now, honey, but we will talk about it on Saturday. So I'll have more clarity about it, and then I can teach it better. All right? Cool. Okay. I think we're good, unless there's any quick comments or questions.
Now, for those two people who are interested in DNA reset,
mm-hmm.
on April the 6th,
yes.
2 o'clock.
Yes.
3 o'clock, we have a free seminar
mm-hmm.
at Victoria Park and Temple
mm-hmm.
in Toronto. So people yeah. are welcome to join us.
Yeah, and that went out in the reminder email for today. That the address is there, and there's also you know, you can email ahead or call ahead and just let them know how much. So that they can have you there. But James will be doing a two-hour talk specifically on that. All right.
Some people already attended last month, same
yeah.
topics, but that only part one. This mm-hmm. one is part two.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Okay. And that information will all be in the replay email out so that you guys all have that. Okay, great. So then I think that's it for questions or comments. Oh, one more thing is that I am we're working on building James's new site. So I would really, really, really appreciate it for anybody who James has worked assisted or who has been through some of James' programs. I would really love your feedback or testimonials, because I need some testimonials to put up on his site. So if you could email info, at masterpiecelife.com with your testimonials or your experiences of working with James, that would be so greatly appreciated. Okay? I'm really looking forward to that. All right. So with that, let's move to the one-on-one sessions. 1 second here. And the first person is going to be Effie. So 1 second. And
can you repeat the name?
Effie.
Oh, Effie. Okay.
Yeah, so 1 second. Effie, honey, can you hit *2 to raise your hand? And then after that, we will go to Haley, then Claudia, Jean, Anne-Marie, and Deb. All right, I'll repeat the order again. Don't worry about it. But let me open up the line for Effie. I know I saw you in here. Let's give her another minute to get back in. 1 second. Okay. All right. second. Let me just let her come in. Okay, I know she was there. Looks like she got bumped out. So, Sophie, I'm going to go to the next person, and then I'll come back to you after, okay? So, Haley. Haley, if you can please, same thing, hit star 2 to raise your hand so that I can see you and open up your line to work with James. Hold on. Okay. All right. I know they were both there, and now I think they got bumped out. Okay, we'll come back to that. Effie, honey, if you're listening, don't worry. Just get back on and start to raise your hand, and then I will open the line for you. Okay, so let's go on to – ah, there we go. Gotcha, honey. Okay. Hey, Effie.
Hi, she's right here.
Oh, thanks, Howard.
Hi, Antonia.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
Oh, good. I'm trying to get used to all these ways to do things differently, and I'll get there, won't I?
Oh, it's okay. It's all good. Okay. So let me just, hold on, too many. Let me just get to your email. So you're requesting assistance on your left ankle and lower leg because you're having intermittent pain.
Yes.
A very sharp. And
sharp
your arches.
Sometimes, other times not so bad, but I stepped off a curb last August, and I don't know if it sprained or whatever at that time, and then I've had trouble ever since, but it's gotten much, much stronger in the last few weeks. And it's not broken or cracked, but there's something there, and I have fallen arches in both feet, so it has been an ongoing thing, but I just feel that it can be released energetically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why don't you just sit back and relax?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Mm.
Yeah, your left ankle.
Yes.
I think you have twisted.
Yes. And even going up the inside of that left leg for about a third of the way up, it like shoots a pain up there. And
absolutely.
And it feels very hard sometimes in there. Other times, not so much. It's a very strange thing.
No, it's not strange. It's just, do you live in around Toronto?
No, she's in California.
No, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
A long way.
Now, if you look at your calf muscle, right? Now, the calf muscle is supposed to be balanced on both sides on between the bone.
Yes.
But if you look at your calf muscle, it's not. It's everything is turned inwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Now, if you notice the way you walk, you're walking on the edge of the foot.
Yes, almost like on my ankle bones.
Yes, that's why you get the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have bone touching bones, bones grinding bones.
Ah.
Now, the first thing to do is to twist that calf muscle back in place.
Okay.
Don't touch your ankle. Your ankle is fragile at the moment. So
yes.
move the calf muscle outwards. Now, because on your left.
Do you want her to do that now, James?
I can't do it. This is physical because the muscle is tight.
All right. So, Effie, can you sit down in a relaxed position and then take both hands and sort of like place them around your calf muscle? And then
right. And turn it to the left.
And turn it left. So turn it outward from your body.
Okay. Outward from my body.
Yeah.
The foot or the ankle?
No, just
the calf muscle.
The calf muscle.
Yeah, so leave your, actually, better yet is if you can rest your feet flat on the floor.
Okay, let me do that. Let me just.
So sit down and rest your feet on the floor. And then with your feet on the floor and with your feet pointing forward,
okay,
bend over. Gently hold your calf muscle at the biggest, at the thickest area, and then
okay,
twist it out.
Okay. Okay. I'm doing that.
And just hold it there for like 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then release it gently.
All right.
You're still tight.
Still tight?
Still tight.
Yeah.
Do you want to release, because I can feel some stuff in her in the hip area, James. Do you want to release the hip first?
No, the hip is okay.
Yeah?
You have to, no matter what you do, because the calf muscle is locked in.
Mm.
When you lock in, you swing your foot outwards. And that's why the hip is hurting too. Not only
okay,
the ankle, but the knee is hurting. And it's all caused by that calf muscle.
Okay. Do you want me to do that again?
Yeah, you have to do that many times to make sure that the calf muscle is relaxed.
Okay, and the fattest part of the calf, take a hold of that with each hand and then take it to the left outside.
Yeah.
Because what he's telling you, Iffy, is that your muscle, think of it as probably been in kind of like a spasm, so that muscle has turned inward. And because
okay,
it turns inward, it pulls everything else. So what
okay,
he's saying is, do it. Do this frequently. Move it out. And actually, probably a good thing to do is to help the muscle relax is to take some Epsom, take an Epsom salt bath.
Okay.
Because the salt will draw out the lactic acid that causes the muscle to be tense. And then, you know, in the bath, what you can do is when your leg is relaxed, is do that, you know, pull it, you know, just move
it's
your
getting
leg.
There. It's getting
yeah,
there. His muscle is getting to relax now.
Yeah.
Okay, and will I feel that relaxation?
You can you stand up and have a walk and see how you feel?
Yes, I can. Just a minute. I've been putting this one thing on. Let me take this off. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's still hurting, and I wear orthotics, which
that
has helped to hold that arch up through these last years. But even with that, it's not feeling comfortable at all.
Okay, see whether the pain is still there.
Yes.
Where's the pain?
The pain is in like the arch bone. And going up the side of the leg and even up the back side, the side but the back of that side.
Okay. I got it. Yeah, the muscle is getting tense again. Can you twist that calf muscle again?
Yes, I can. Okay. I'm doing it.
Does that feel a little bit softer?
I'm not sure, Antonia. There's just pain in that lower, you know, where the ankle bone is on the inside, and then there and in between that and the heel on that side, that inner side.
Okay.
Yeah. It's,
Effie, how long have you had the orthotics?
Oh, Antonia, I've had the orthotics quite a lot of years. I can't even tell you a number.
When did you start? Like, when did you start needing to use them?
It's been at least 10 years or so, and I have gotten by with those, and I have done, you know, fairly well. But I can't go barefooted at all. Really, I have to have something under which they have supported. But then last summer when I stepped off that curb, it really just made a huge difference with the left leg.
Mm-hmm.
And even just to stand on it is very hard right now.
Okay, try to stand again, see what happens.
All right.
This is better?
Oh, you know, I don't feel that. It is. Seems to be a very stubborn thing.
Okay, the pain is still there, huh?
Yeah, it's still just so strong, and I always think it. Is it connected?
Yeah, okay, sit down, sit down. Okay.
Should you want me to keep twisting and working with that?
Dave, do you want her to keep moving the muscle or it just says?
Yeah, the muscle is still very tight.
So keep holding it and moving it with my hands. All right.
Antonio, I think what we do, we move on to the next one. We'll come back to Effie afterwards.
Yeah, I was going to say probably let her to have some more time to let the muscle relax.
Yeah.
So if you just stay there with it, and okay. Just keep gently, moving it over.
Okay.
I think also if you can on a regular basis, like do an Epsom salt soak just to help that muscle relax a bit more.
All right, I've been very good with Epsom salt baths, and it's been good, but then when this really got bad a few weeks ago, then now it's really tricky to get into the bathtub with it.
Right. You know, another thing you can do for anybody actually that has sore muscles and you can't get into a bath or mobility is a difficulty, is if you actually get raw apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And get a cotton cloth, so for example, like a kitchen tea towel is fine. Mm-hmm. And what you can do is you can soak the cotton tea towel, and then wrap it around the affected area. So in your case, you can wrap it around the calf muscle, and just rest it there. Give it 20-15 minutes. It does the same thing. It actually draws the lactic acid out of the muscles.
Okay.
You might feel it warming up a little bit. Sometimes what you can do is, and just let it be. And you can try that. If you can't get into an Epsom salt soak, then do that. So but make sure it's raw apple cider vinegar.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now that might dry out your skin a little bit if your skin's very delicate. So then when you're done, you can just gently, rinse off with water, and then just put some coconut oil all on top so that it keeps your lake nicely moist, okay? But we'll come back to you at the end and see how you're doing, because I think it needs a little bit of time to have the energy flow through there more.
Okay.
All right, Jeanette?
All right.
Okay. All right, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, honey. Okay, so we're going to move to Haley, but she's emailed me that she's having difficulty getting on, and she's in New Zealand. So we'll keep letting it try, Haley, and then we're going to move to Claudia. So, Claudia, if you can please start to raise your hand.
Claudia's? I don't have Claudia's.
She was the one that wanted to work on the chakras, and you worked on the hypothalamus yesterday.
Cool.
Right. Okay, I do not see Claudia. So, Claudia, please, when you come on, please start to raise your hand so we can work with you and to keep stuff going. I'm going to move on and go to Jean. So, Jean, honey, if you can please start to raise your hand, and I'll open up your line so you can go live. Oops. Here we go.
We lost Jean, right?
No, I think she's here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jean, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you all?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So how's the surgery?
How is it?
Yes.
I lost.
Well, my eye feels better today.
Good.
So just to be for people, Jean had some eye surgery.
Yeah, I know.
Because she had tears in her retina. So we're just looking at assisting that to be better.
Yeah, the vision is still a little cloudy and not sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it takes time to... So how do you sleep? You sleep on face down or face up?
Face up.
But also, that's not too bad.
It's a condition that they tell me makes makes the retina tear.
Yeah.
So this might not be the only time. It's happened before to the left eye.
Okay, so just sit for a bit and relax, Jean.
Okay.
the surgery is successful, I think all you have to do is give them time to recover.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And there, Jean, if you can get some, hold on.
The surgery is actually pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. And something that's actually also really good for the eyes is goji berries.
Okay. To eat them raw or what?
You can eat them raw. Now, the Chinese, and James, you would know this better than me, but the Chinese, what they do is they take the dry goji berries and they soak them. And it will become, so actually if you take distilled water, and this is good for anybody that has issues with the eyes, is that if you take a glass bowl, glass of ceramic bowl, and put, I haven't done this in a long time, so put about, half a cup of goji berries in there, and add about a bottle of distilled water. Well, let's just say about, 500 milliliters. Not sure what that is. In the U.S., I know you guys do ounces. That's about what.
You can use milliliter.
Yeah. So, add about 500 milliliters of water to that. Cover it. You put it in the fridge overnight. The next morning, it'll be very gelatinous, and it's almost like a cold soup. And so drink it. Eat it and drink it. It's actually really good for the eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Have you heard of that, James?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm doing some healing on her eyes.
Oh, you're working on her.
I feel that because they're not burning now.
Excellent.
They were burning when we were talking earlier. They're not burning now.
Good. All right, so we'll just let them keep working on you, and then the goji berries will help just to facilitate the healing faster.
Excellent. Thank you. Oh, they really feel good.
Good.
Okay, so how you feel?
They feel so good. There's no burning.
Is it still very blurry?
Not as much. Not as much. It's still a little blurred. Still a little.
Okay.
A little dark.
Okay. Just give me. Couple of seconds. Okay. See how you feel now and how you see.
I see a little better, that it's not as cloudy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's nice. Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And then doing the goji berry soup. That will it's really good for the eyes. So that will just help the healing process.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, many thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome. Okay. So now the next person is Anne-Marie. So Anne-Marie, honey, if you can please star 2 to raise your hand. And after Anne-Marie, we'll do Deb. Okie dokie. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Hi, good evening.
How are you, sweetheart?
Well, I'm getting better and better, but did manifest something unusual.
Okay, let me just... okay, so you were asking for assistance with, you were having some fungus and rash and ringworm.
Yeah, the fungus is the ringworm, and then the rash that developed during the treatment and then I got a cold, like the flu, and then the rosacea developed a rash too. So I have 3 shapes, the ringworm circles, and the rash then brought ovals and Christmas fir tree sort of a shape.
And where is that on your body?
It's scalp to sole of the feet.
Okay.
Oh, dear. That's the reaction. So what do you take for the ringworms?
I'm taking 2 types of homeopathy. One is pushes out fungus. Well, and then the other one's specific for ringworm. It's Tellurium.
Okay.
And then I use some antifungal cream. And then since it's begotten the whole body now, I'm just spraying it with disinfectant, since it's the same sort of fungus as athlete's feet, the ringworm is. So I'm spraying the body now with antifungal stuff.
Okay.
And it seems to be calming it.
Good. I think you're doing the right thing, don't you? But when you take those medications or the naturopath stuff.
Yes.
Can you do a test for me, since you have those medication there?
Okay.
Right?
You
hold the medication one by one. Let's take the ringworm one first.
Okay. I have to go get them. Just a moment. Okay, I've got the Tellurium is specific for ringworm, and then...
Okay, just hold that one on your left palm.
On my left hand?
Yeah, and do the energy test to see whether that is good for you or not good for you.
Oh, with the leaning of the body?
Yeah.
So
I seem to be leaning forward.
Okay. Now, ask the second question. Is the energy coming from that medication support you? Okay.
I think I'm leaning back.
Yeah, I think some of the elements in that bottle have some side effects.
Okay.
Okay, but I don't know which one. Now, hold on to that bottle again, and let me try to change the Let me try to change the DNA of those medication to support you. Okay, try to do that test again.
Definitely forward.
Okay, now you can have that bottle.
Because
I just tried to change, I changed some of the elements that you is harmful to you to be neutralized.
Okay.
So you can have those medication.
All right.
Okay? Now, it's very easy to do. You can do that too, right? Now, take the next medication to see whether that will support you in both ways, whether it will fix your problem, and then whether the energy coming from those medications support you.
Okay, the first is yes.
Yeah.
And the second is no.
Okay. Now, use your heart chakra, the energy from there. Ask him to change the energy or whatever in there. Change the nature to support you. Okay, now try the test again.
Forward.
Okay. Now take the ringworm bottle again and see the combination will do you any harm.
Should I hold them both at the same time now?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's leaning back.
Yeah, so that means you cannot take those medications together.
Well, I take them at different times, but is that not okay either?
Well, then you test that, Jean. So test for holding both bottles. Say, what time do you normally, when do you normally take the ringwood medication?
Oh, yeah, I don't like have a time schedule. I just think about it and then I do it. I've been trying to take them both about five times a day.
Okay.
But at different, alternating.
Okay. With 2 hours apart?
Sometimes like a half hour apart.
Yeah, they probably need to be longer times apart. So you test that for you. If you hold. So and anybody listening on the line with anything else that you're taking, you can do the exact same thing, right? So what James did is first ask, to muscle test, will this fix the problem, yes or no? And then if there's anything else in that energy, in that medication, supplement, whatever, that is not good for you, and then test and see. If you get a negative, then coming from your heart chakra, just command it to neutralize so that it assists the healing, okay, until you get a yes. Now, what we're having you do now, anybody else, is see how far apart you need to take this, all right? So holding both in your hand, just ask yourself, how far apart do you need to take this? Say for 1 hour apart, and you'll see. 2 hours apart, and you'll see until you get a yes. So can you do it now?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours apart.
Yeah. So which means your body wants it all out of its system before it comes back into its system.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would, so I guess now I need to ask, then do I alternate 3 hours with the other one?
Well, you first, when I'm working with anybody, was it given to you by a naturopath or a doctor?
A chiropractor doctor, alternative doctor.
So that's fine. So that's great. Here's, because everybody is biologically different. I never, and this is always up to you how you choose to do it, I never followed instructions on a bottle. I always test to first see what my body needs and how much of it needs and when it needs. So to make it really effective for you, you need to do that, because what I'm getting is that your body is overloaded with way too much of it.
Okay.
So take each bottle and see, you know, when I take this, how many doses do I need and how many times a day? And then you do it with the other one also, so that you get the reading for your body. So, you know, to assist my body to clear out the fungus and parasite, I need one dose a day, two doses a day, three doses a day. And you will see, as opposed to doing it five times.
Okay, the ringworm looks like it's four times.
Okay. And then the other one?
Okay.
It's just one.
All right. So there. So now you can go back and do it that way. And for anybody else listening on the line, that's what I recommend you get comfortable doing with, is testing yourself to see whether it's your supplements, even homeopathic remedies, other stuff that you're on. Check and see with your body how much of it wants and when it wants it. All right, Jean? Okay, great. And what you could also do for the skin condition, you know, as the medication, as the...
No, I think our skin condition is caused by all that combination of the drugs.
Yeah, it's calling it up. But what we can also do to help it clean up sooner is if you take some raw coconut oil and put a couple of drops of lavender essence in it, and then just, you know, use it as a moisturizer. It'll just help the skin. The stuff inside needs to come out, and you need more water to help flush it out.
Yeah, I seem to have gotten constipated with this. I have more difficulty with bowel movement.
Mm-hmm. All right. So why don't you do that, and then you can check back with us next month and see how it's going.
Okay. Thank you both so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too, both of you.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Okie dokie. So now let's go to Deb. So 1 second. Hold on. Twin Cities. 1 second. Hello, who's this?
Hi. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Oh, hi, Catherine. Sorry, honey. I do not have you on the list for tonight, so I need to move on to Deb, okay?
Okay. How do I take my hand down then?
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Deb. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm excellent. How are you all tonight?
Good. Great. Okay. One second. Let me just bring everything up. Okay, so you were going to give us a follow-up to let us know how the heart murmur is doing.
Right,
and
it's slight, very slight. You know, I had a doctor check with the stethoscope, and it's there, but very slight.
Oh, good. So it's lighting
up. Well, I don't know. It was always slight. But what's interesting is every once in a while I feel a grand flutter, and then I have to kind of cough.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting. It's been a little more accelerated in that way. So I am actually going to have an echocardiogram this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a question. James, a few months ago we did something with the thyroid, and I'm just, it's fine. It's just a little sluggish, you know, in the norm. Like, I'm going to see an integrative doctor, a longevity doctor, and so it's within the norm. But he likes the norm. He goes by his own norm, right? So he's giving me a little bit of a thyroid, and I wanted to ask you a question. It's something that you mentioned tonight as well, when we were talking about when there's the spinning. How do you know where is the correct spinning for each person? Like, I would think each person has their own spinning, whether it's clockwise or counterclockwise, and
no,
which way my thyroid's supposed to go.
No, the spinning is always, everybody have the same direction.
Yeah, clockwise.
So either you're not level, because it's a wheel, right?
Okay.
Now,
mathematically,
it should be level. Now, if it's not level, that means some blockages. If
okay.
it's slowing down, you definitely have some problem. Okay? Now, sometimes they even go the wrong directions, different directions. Now, so if you relax, and tell the wheel at the thyroid, just turn.
Right, and for all of you those listening, what James is referring to is like energy wheels in your body. And so what we're talking about at the thyroid level, there is an energy wheel. And picture it would be like level to the ground, and it would be spinning clockwise. So this is what everybody to do online is just sit. And as James sort of walks Deb into doing this, just do the same. Sit down and imagine a wheel at your thyroid and tell it to level and then tell
and
it to spin clockwise. Sorry?
I'm sorry. Is it the middle of the throat or is it more a little bit more at the dip? Like where exactly would be that thyroid level?
The thyroid is kind of if you rest your hand at the base of the base of your throat, and then just cup it, kind of like as if you were going to hold your throat.
Mm-hmm.
The thyroid is kind of back and behind the Adam's apple.
Right.
It just kind of hangs there gently. It's like a butterfly shaped. So if everybody can just take a deep breath and relax, and then see your thyroid energy wheel. And first notice if it's level to the ground or if it's not. If it's not, just tell it to level. And then tell it to spin clockwise. So just close your eyes, take a couple seconds, and just do that.
So how do you feel now?
I feel better.
Yeah, because it wasn't level.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you have to do. That caught. I don't know what causing what. If your left shoulder, that pain on the left shoulder is also because the wheel is lower on the left side.
Uh huh.
So the energy couldn't flow to your left shoulder.
Yeah, the shoulder still, you know, has its pain.
Okay, now just wait. I'm not touching your left shoulder, but I'm just fixing your thyroid wheel.
Okay.
So how's your left shoulder now?
It's lovely. It's has a little sensitivity, but it's pretty fabulous.
Okay.
It's pretty fabulous.
Your left shoulder is not caused by your thyroid. Your left shoulder is caused by your small intestine, and in terms, is it actually caused by a heart problem?
Uh huh. Okay.
Okay. Now, before that, you should feel numbness on your little finger on the left side. The left little fingers?
Right. When you said before that, what did you mean by before that?
Before I fix that up.
Oh, I see. Well, at this moment and at the moment of the call, I wasn't aware of any numbness.
Okay.
There has been at times.
Okay.
And
next,
go ahead.
Next time when it happens again, it's really your small intestine energy couldn't flow there, okay, due to your heart problem. So all you have to do is coming from your heart, just move your palm, guide the energy to the left shoulder, okay, and that will fix the problem.
You're saying,
so what he wants you to do is when you feel that tingling in your finger, that numbness in your finger, it's an indication that the energy is not flowing properly from your heart. So what he wants you to do is just, if you just place your palm over your heart and then just flush it across to your left shoulder. Like, and what you're doing is you're directing your heart energy to flow in that direction.
Okay.
Just do that
and
a few times.
Okay. Uh huh.
Just do that a few times and then just breathe and relax and see how it settles in.
And James was saying something about the small intestine.
Yeah, that is the small intestine energy.
Yeah.
That small intestine what? The energy?
The small intestine energy is not functioning probably because of the heart. Okay.
You see, the heart and the small intestine is belongs to the same group of energy.
Mm-hmm.
When your heart murmur is still there, it affects the small intestine energy. So it couldn't flow to your little finger across your left shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's why you have pain on the left shoulder.
Yeah, so Deb, in Qigong, the different organs have different energies. And there are organs that kind of have an energy that works together to do something else. So what he's saying is for you that the heart being off is because of the intestines, and then it results in that pain in the left shoulder. So what he wants you to do is when you feel the little finger on your left hand going slightly numb, to make that heart small intestine energy flow again properly. Just place your palm over your heart area and then just like sweep it to your shoulder. And what
mm-hmm.
you're doing is you're directing that energy to flow there so that it removes the blockage.
Okay. And though I haven't been so very aware of the pinky tingling, what I have noticed, and it's when I'm, when it's a little bit cold, my extremities, like my fingers can turn purple, the toes can turn like white and green and purple.
Yeah, I saw that in your photo.
Yeah, and I'm in Southern California. We get. I don't have your weather.
Okay. Now, during the beginning of the session, do you feel energy actually going to your foot?
At the beginning of the call today?
Yeah.
I didn't feel it going through to my foot. No, I've been recovering from the flu, and I've been falling asleep through the call because I'm just exhausted.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Let the energy run, that's all. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, after this week, when I fine-tune the energy paper, then we'll send you one. So you should be able to take on a lot of more energy and fixing up your problem.
I'd see you all the time if I was in Toronto. You guys are fabulous. Every time you're talking about something, like, I want to come.
One day.
I know,
okay,
you got to come out here. I have an extra room, James. Come on. Come on, Andrea.
Okay. I may take up your offer. You never know.
There are a lot of people in L.A. that would love you.
Okay.
All right,
let's see how it goes.
All right, so Debbie, you know what? In about a week or so, just send me a reminder email.
Okay.
And then we'll see if James has fine-tuned the nine-number sequence, and then I'll send that to you. All right?
Okay, and then just a quick question. It's the nine-number sequence. I'm writing that down. With regard to the flu and, you know, this everything that's happening with our bodies and things that you and James are doing, with chi healing, how would you correlate this and connect this to entities and different sorts of things that come in and out of our lives in terms of energy being affected?
Okay. Well, this is we can go for dating to explain that to you. But I make it simple.
Okay.
That's why we do a lot of work on what we so call DNA. Right. If you look at the DNA, it's a very long long little thing, but they are so they're small enough to curl around and put it into a nucleus of our body cell. Now, each of the elements within the DNA actually contain all the past histories. Okay? Now, so that's why we were looking for a universal access code. That means you can bring in a lot of energy in to open up that DNA. So all the past life history, whatever you've done, is all recorded there. Then with that open up, we can do all kinds of cleansing work, reconnect you back to all the power. And that's what we're trying to achieve. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Powerful work. Right.
Yeah, but I'm not there yet.
Right. Well, and it changes.
All my work is concentrating on fixing the current lifestyle.
Right.
Okay, let us finish the first part, make sure people are comfortable. That's why in the first session, at the beginning of this call, after 5 minutes, you should feel calm. I wasn't surprised you fell asleep because you're tired.
Yeah.
People usually fall asleep because the energy start to run. You feel comfortable and relaxed.
Yeah.
So that's nothing we can do except sleep.
Yeah. Well, you did a good job.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you both.
All right.
Thank you for all you do.
Okay. Good night, Debbie, honey. All right, and now I'm going to open up the line for Haley, who got on from Australia. Good going, girl. Oh, she just disappeared. No, she's there. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hey, Haley, how are you, sweetheart? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead, honey. We can hear you.
Okay. I've just got these emotions which are affecting my vision. It's not blurred. I can read and see fine, but it feels like I can see the outlines of where my vision ends. And I'm just feeling quite, which isn't like me, emotional, and my thyroid is very stressed and tense, as is my heart. And I'm very happy otherwise within myself, family, everything else, and I'm just really puzzled.
Okay, just
feels
relax.
Like emotions
that
just block.
Okay, I think the problem is actually at your neck, nothing else.
Okay, well, every time I ask for the root cause to present itself, I get a sore neck. I'm wanting more the emotional purpose, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's where
okay.
Your neck is. Your neck is twisted.
Right. Maybe I
okay.
should trust myself more often.
Okay, just relax. Let me stretch your neck again. Okay, see how you feel?
Yeah, my neck gave some beautiful clicks. It's feeling quite hot.
Okay. Good. So, do you see better with your right eye now?
It's still a bit different to normal.
Okay.
That's okay. That's just an experience. It's just this extra adrenaline that I want to release, which my thyroid is feeling a lot better now.
Good.
Thank you.
Just hold on. Do I have the photo here?
Yeah, you should, James.
Yeah, I think so. But I'll just try to look for it now.
Do you want me to send it over to you right now?
No, I got it.
I've been feeling very dizzy.
No, your thyroid is okay.
Okay.
Just hold on, though. Let's tilt it a bit.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel about your thyroid now?
It's not as tense. It's not pumping as much.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
did you hear the call? Did you hear the... Okay, now, I don't know whether you actually hear the previous client. She had the same problem with the wheel at the thyroid. No, there's a wheel at the...
I touched on that. I will listen to it.
Okay.
Okay.
So what you have to do is just imagine there's a flying wheel at the Adam's apple. That's for your thyroid. No.
Okay. Clockwise.
The first thing is to ask them to level up. Because when it's tilted, the energy won't run through there in the balance mode. So all you have to do is tell them to be level.
Okay.
And go clockwise.
Okay.
Now, if you pay a little bit of attention, you can feel that area is now start to open up.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, that's how you heal your thyroid.
Yeah, I definitely did feel it open up.
Okay, that's good.
Right.
Okay.
And I have an osteopath appointment on Friday for my neck, even though it hasn't been sore. When I asked the root cause to present itself, it was sore for about 5 minutes. Do you think that's a good idea?
For what? I didn't
for
catch
my
it.
For my neck.
She was saying to, should she still go to an osteopath to get her neck manipulated?
Yeah, should be.
Okay.
Because your neck is now, it took me a while. Actually, it took me quite a little effort to loosen that up.
I can understand why.
Yeah. But she's asking James, should
like
she keep
flames
should
coming
keep,
out of it.
Yeah, but she's asking, should she still keep the osteopath appointment and let him manipulate her neck, or should she just leave it alone?
Hmm.
No, she needs to have somebody to work on the neck.
Okay.
The physical part.
Right.
So what I did, I using the energy to loosen up quite a bit. That's why you should be able to feel a rush of energy rushing up to your head. Right? No, it's still loose right now.
Yep. But tingly.
All right. Sounds good.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We better go back to Evie. Is she still there?
Sorry. I was talking. I didn't realize I had myself on mute. Let's go quickly to Claudia, and then Effie will come right back to you, honey. Okay? So 1 second. Hey, Claudia, your line's open, sweetheart.
Hi.
So Claudia
how are
was
you?
Asking. Good. How are you? So Claudia, you were saying that you felt that you needed some chakra work done, and James actually worked on your. What he could see from you was that what was required was that your hypothalamus needed to be reset. So he did that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was just saying that she's feeling really tired and sleepy today.
Yes.
Because we had asked her to check in and let us know how she was doing.
Okay. Just hold on. Yeah, the energy is blocked at the throat chakra.
Wow.
Okay, just hold on. Let me fix that one. That's quite easy.
Okay.
Do you feel like eating at all, or are you on diet?
I think about
both.
Yeah, diet and DC, and I think this seems like maybe a couple days or weeks.
So sorry, are you're on a diet, or you do you?
Sorry. It's basically is. I think it seems like 2 weeks I had on at all appetite.
You have little appetite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the cause of the problem.
And I don't feel like hungry, and I don't know what to do. Not able to eat anything. I have only one meal a day.
Yeah, you don't feel like eating. That's the problem.
No.
Emotionally, Antonio?
Yep.
Can you teach her how to use HAP?
Sure.
Her problem is tied down with emotion.
Okay. Do you want me to do it here on the line now?
Yeah, the emotion are stuck in the spleen.
Okay. So, Claudia, what yeah. And there's actually on the Masterpiece Life site under clearing and activations, there is actually an HAP call that I did. But what we want you to do is if you take your, and this is good for anybody else that's listening as well, if you take your three fingers and you're going to put them at in between your two eyebrows so that the very tips of your fingers are pointing inward into your head.
Okay.
And HAP stands for hypothalamus, adrenals, and pituitary. That's what you're activating.
Okay.
Hey, my apologies. My line got dropped. Okay.
No, that's okay.
So I was saying take your three fingers, put it in between your brows, pointing inward to your head,
mm-hmm.
and then take your other hand, and same thing, take your three fingers and pointing it, put it on your Adam's apple. Okay? And what you're doing, the very tip of your fingertips have a positive charge. So as you what you're doing is you're activating your hypothalamus, your adrenals, and your pituitary. And then the other hand, at your Adam's apple, you're just assisting so that the emotions don't get too intense. And then take time, maybe after the call, whenever you're going to make space to be in a safe environment, and to sit there and do that for as long as you can. That may release and bring up a lot of emotions.
Okay.
If they come up, just let it come through. All right? And then keep doing that on and off until you feel clear, until you're feeling light. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That will help you to keep releasing the emotions that you're trapping in your body. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have constipation right now, or you are not there yet?
I'm very bloated and I'm constipated as well.
Yeah, because you're at the so you better take care of your emotion.
Mm-hmm. So spend time doing that.
Okay.
I recommend, at the beginning of the call, we did step one, step two, step three about how to bring an energy into your body.
Okay.
Review that
mm-hmm.
so that you have that. And then after, go in. Actually, it'd probably be really good for you to do the spinal DNA reset like we did at the beginning of this call. And
yes.
then go do the HAP.
Okay.
All right. Because I'll make access faster for you.
Mhm.
All right, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Basically, she's you are very depressed.
Mm. Mhm.
So you have to let things go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you both.
I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. Take care.
Thank
okay,
you,
bye.
Too.
Okay, and last, back to Effie. Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
Good, good. We've been massaging that. My husband has been helping, too. We've been working with that muscle and going on the inside of my leg from my foot up just above the ankle bone. There's really a hardness in there. Is that hardness that we're feeling, is that the tightness of the muscle?
Yeah.
No, that is caused by the lock at your foot. Now, if you work from the front part of your leg, how do I explain that one? Now you try to move your foot up towards the face.
Okay.
See how steep that is.
Yes.
Right now, because there was a little bones, little soft bone supposed to allow your foot to move up and down, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yours lock.
Ah.
That's why your it's so takes so much time to release that muscle. No.
Okay. So should I just keep then working with that in the middle of the calf to keep turning that at a higher point?
Yeah.
And then
for the time being, yeah, you have to release that lock from at the ankle.
Yes.
That's why you how do I explain that one? If you're right in front of me, I can release the lock.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could just fly there.
Okay. Oh boy.
Where do you want her to touch, James?
Yeah, you know, between the ankles,
mm-hmm.
Right in the middle.
On the inside or the outer ankle?
On the both outer ankles, and you move towards the center. In the front.
You mean at the stomach point in the front of the ankle?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so you want her to touch in that cavity area?
No. Okay. Let me try again. From the toes,
mm-hmm.
between the second and the third toe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, move along there towards your ankle. Right.
Okay.
Now then you hit the joint.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's where you lock, and that's how your foot can't move all the way forward and down because of that lock.
Yeah. So right. If I put my finger between that second and third toe and pull that downward and toward the middle?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Now, what? Explain that again.
Yeah, if I put my finger between my second and third toe and then put some pressure.
Move along.
I
want you to pinpoint where the lock is.
So
right.
So James, you
yeah.
want her to place her finger between the second and third toe, and then draw a line up towards your leg to where the ankle locks up with the leg.
Yes.
That's the joint. That's the joint he's talking about. That's locked.
Okay, all the way up to where the foot hooks onto the ankle.
Yes.
That's right.
And it's right. It's almost a little cavity there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now there's a soft bone there. When they lock up, your foot can't move.
So
okay,
he's saying that little soft bone is what's locking your foot.
All right, and so what can I do with that? If I put pressure there and massage it, or?
Yeah, usually we'll put a little pressure there,
okay.
And then move your foot up and down. It will loosen it up.
Can you try that?
Okay, I'm pushing on that, and I have my heel on the floor, and I'm lifting that foot up and down.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Did you hear a click?
I don't hear a click. I feel movement in there on both sides of the fingers.
Good. You should be able to hear a click.
Well, I'd like to hear. I'm going to be listening for that. I'm not hearing it. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I felt, it's more the movement of something. It's not so much a click. I felt a little kind of clicking movement in my finger.
Okay. All right. Now, see, when you stand up and see, is that still painful?
Okay, let me, I'm doing it. No, you know, I can stand on that. I'm even taking a step or two. It's not comfortable, but it's not unbearable.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It takes time to recover, so don't expect miracle on the first run.
All right, and keep. Shall I keep doing that with my fingers, and then keep the massage going and pulling it to the left and the upper?
Yeah, I think today is enough.
Okay.
You work on that. Those points enough. Don't overwork. So
okay.
Do that tomorrow. The same thing.
Okay.
Do you want her to first loosen the calf muscle and then work on that joint, James?
Yes.
Yeah. So first loosen the calf muscle, and
okay.
Then work on the joint.
Okay, I will do that, and I'll do the Epsom salts. I think I can. Can't I put just my foot in a bucket that goes high enough to go almost up to my knee with the warm water and Epsom?
That I don't know. You have to ask Antonia.
Well, the part about being in a bath is just so that your whole body is also relaxed, right? If you can find a bucket that tall that you can sit in comfortably and not feel awkward, sure, go for it. Otherwise, just use the apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. Okay, I will do that.
So,
now
that's what I'm thinking. Probably easier for you to just soak. You know, it doesn't have to be drenching wet, but you just want the cloth to be damp.
And then that way you
can just sit back on the couch or on a chair and raise your leg, right, so that your leg is slightly elevated, and then you can wrap it around the muscle.
All right, and should I warm that first, or does it matter?
Warm the cloth?
Yeah, or the vinegar.
No. Just room temperature is fine.
Okay.
It doesn't have to heat up. It'll actually, when you put it on your body, you'll start to feel it heat up on its
own. Okay. All right. And about 20 minutes or so, you said?
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Okay. And then here's the other question I have. I had seen the doctor a few weeks ago because the pain was just unbearable, and then I had an x-ray. It wasn't broken or cracked. But he's having me wear moon boots, you know, those big old black boots that you put on, and it kind of, you walk kind of up in the air, and it keeps your leg perfectly stiff. And so that began to pull my other hip out.
Yeah, don't do that.
And no, so I had an old one of those upstairs in the closet. I'll probably be the funniest person you've talked to tonight, but I had my husband get that other one out from the closet, so I've been wearing both of them, but it's like I'm just tipping off the moon or something, and I don't think they're doing any good. Do you feel that that's true?
Yeah, I don't, because that's causing your hips to move in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about the moon boots. Get your calf muscle to relax, and then activate that point where you felt it, where you had a bit of release.
Yes.
Because what James is saying is that that's locking up. So once you activate it and you can start moving it freely, then the tension on the leg muscle will also relax, and then that will just help all over.
All right, and I'll just keep wearing my orthotics, which I have for years, and just wear my shoes and walk as best I can regularly.
Yeah, walk gently.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just walk gently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I need a little lift off. Maybe I just walk a little lighter.
Mm.
Okay. And any thoughts on the arches?
James?
No idea.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
For now, you know what, for now just wait, because for now your body is just dealing with this right now.
Okay.
So
all
let's,
right.
Let's get this sort of, let's get that part handled through. Usually arches
okay.
have to do a lot with hips, but let's first just get your hips will relax better once the calf muscle is also relaxed and that lock is gone on your foot. So let's first work through that.
Okay. So I'll work on the mid calf and bring that muscle to the left, and then I'll work on the other place where I pull my fingers up and I feel that soft spot, and then
mm-hmm.
I'll do the raw apple cider vinegar wrap.
Well, no. Actually, you can do the apple cider vinegar wrap whenever you're resting. So
okay.
do that first, because it will help it'll help your calf muscle relax better.
Okay. All
or
right.
you can actually even, you know, put the wrap on, and then while you're doing the wrap, you can massage your leg over. It'll just help your muscle relax.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I will work on that then.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And I thank you both very much. And
you're
and
welcome,
we'll look
dear.
Forward to good muscle movement.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good
All
evening.
Right. You too, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too.
Okay. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for staying with us. Once again, it's been a pleasure being here tonight. Do look forward to the email about the next one. I will send this replay out for those of you in the Toronto area that would like to come and attend. Ms. James Fu is having a talk on April 6th from 2 to 3 p.m. at Victoria Park and Temple area on the DNA. Unfortunately, I will not be there to record it, as I have already other events going on that day. But we'll do our best to do an online event so those all over the world can partake in that. And also those in the Toronto area, Level 3 starts this Saturday. So please do, if you haven't already put yourself on the list for it, please do email me right away so that you can take part of that, so we can have fun working with the universal access code numbers that James is working on right now. And with that, once again, James, thank you for being here tonight. I know it's been a grueling day for you.
It's easy.
It's an easy day. I know.
Yes.
And it's always great having fun with you. And all of you, all of you listening, thank you for being tonight. We send you great love. Namaste, and until we meet again. Good night, everybody.
Okay, good night.
Good night.